Yeah, it was another very, very scary and terrifying night for many people in Inishowen. Floodwaters had risen and it was a significant number of places. It had entered at gardens. It threatened to destroy dozens of homes around the peninsula. Fortunately, it did subside. It retreated before reaching the kind of the levels that we'd seen in August. But nonetheless, some homes were damaged. Some businesses have been damaged. Roads have been damaged. And again, this shows the need that flood defence measures have to be built across Inishowen, particularly in the likes of Burnfoot and Buncrana, where people had a terrifying night last night and thought, months after the August floods, their homes are going to be destroyed again. And we just really, people can't wait any longer. The flood defences have to be measured. The rivers have to be dredged and people need to feel safe in their own homes.
And I'm sure a lot of those homes that were under threat last night were the same ones that fell victim to those horrendous floods back in August.
Yeah, I was contacted by dozens of people last night who'd lost everything back in August and felt that the whole thing was going to happen again and they're going to see that. Now, thankfully, it wasn't as bad as it was in August, but that's a little consolation to the people who did actually suffer damage again last night, who are waking up to the same problems again. So, really, this can't go on. People can't live with this kind of worry anymore. Flood defence measures have to be built. Anything less than that is completely unacceptable. It was a message that was coming through to me last night. People were very, very frustrated. Why are they being put in this danger again? Why are these measures not there? And when are the promises that were made by government ministers in the aftermath of that flood, when are they going to be realised?